This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for loving us and being good to us. Opportunity to be here on the radio with these fine listeners. I pray, Lord, you'd have your will and your way. During this broadcast, I pray for the children's homes, the mission work. Lord, I pray your hand just continue to lead us and guide us. We need you in this day and hour, Lord, more so than I've ever seen. Seem like everything is falling apart. Our country's falling apart. The world's falling apart. You said it'd be that way. You said it'd wax worse and worse. Men would be deceived, being deceived. And Lord, we come before you. We ask you today in this dark time that the light of the glorious gospel should shine forth like it's never shone before. God, we thank you, Lord, for that light. We thank you for the blessed hope that we have. We thank you today that you let us see that light. Give us hope. Give us mercy. Give us the grace of God. Share your love with us, Lord. Thank you one more time. I do ask you today, once again, bless the listeners. Have your will and your way during this broadcast. Lord, we give you the glory and honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few real quick announcements. First of all, I'd like to wish you a happy Easter. Trust the Lord has give you a blessed resurrection day. I'm so thankful for the time that we can come to the house of God or wherever you may be. You may be homebound, but even in that, thank God, the Lord knows where you're at. And I'm glad he got up out of that grave that morning and gave us the victory. So thankful for that. But anyway, I do want to say that. Wish you a happy Easter. Trust you're blessed in the Lord. Ask you to continue to pray, as I said, for our children's homes, the mission work, all of our missionaries. I trust they're having a blessed Easter also. But anyway, if you would please pray for these, all the turmoil going on in the world, the wars and rumors of wars and all of that. But that's just fulfilling the scriptures, and it must come to pass. The Bible said this is the beginning of sorrows. And so anyway, if that's what it is, the worst part in that, that's Matthew chapter 24. The worst part that I see in that, the Bible said, talked about the famines, rumors of wars, earthquakes, all of those things. The worst thing that can take place during that time, it said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It's bad when there ain't no love. So anyway, if you would pray for us, pray that we'd have the love that we need to do what God wants us to do. Stay in the battle. I sure do appreciate all of the prayers and financial support that comes through the radio broadcast and whoever it may be that helps us. We covet your prayers. But anyway, I'm going to give you our mailing address this week. Ask you to write us. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it to be a blessing.
If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. In verse 38 and chapter 13, verse 38, I'm going to preach some things, and this is my text today. I had it wrote down on the side of my Bible for a long time. I think I preached it here once. You won't believe it. And what I'm going to preach this morning, most folks won't believe it. But that's what God said they wouldn't. I didn't say that. Verse 38 said, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." Most folks don't believe that. "And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now, most of folks ain't going to believe that. And I hope this gets on the radio. "Beware therefore, lest they come unto you, which is spoken of in the prophets, that come unto you. Behold, ye despisers and wanderers, and perish, For I work a work in your day, and your days a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Now I'm going to declare unto you what God's doing for us Gentiles. And if you don't believe it, that's your fault. But I'm going to tell you that we're justified from all things. And I read in the dictionary, and I looked it up in the old dictionary, that means to be pardoned, to clear from guilt, to absolve all, or acquit from all guilt and merits of punishment. I mean, all of it. I mean, not guilty of anything. I mean, that's what it said here. And I wrote down two or three things here I just wanted to mention to you. We're justified freely by His grace. I mean, that's in Romans. We're justified freely by His grace. Didn't cost you one dime. Didn't cost your granny anything. Didn't cost your granddaddy anything. Didn't cost any of the ancestors anything. Thank God it's freely by the grace of God. Now, I was thinking this morning about 2 o'clock. I woke up and I got to thinking. I mean, one day I come to trial. I did. I come to trial, pleaded guilty. I had to stand before God one day. I'm guilty of sin. And the wages of it is death. And there ain't no way out. You got to die. So I come up and pleaded before God. And I said, I'm guilty. And I know I've already committed that sin. And my soul is dead. I know that I'm going to hell. I know that. I come up and before God I said that. And I bowed down before God. Told him I was guilty. Well, there wasn't a whole lot I could do. He said, yeah, that's not all of it. He said, you're going to have to die. And then he said, the wages of sin. Somebody got to pay for the wages. All the wages got to be paid. Find me millions of dollars and if you want to look at it in that direction. Amen. I mean, not only did I have to die, but I'm guilty. And all of my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, be like some of them fellas that paid on old Columbus till about 25 years ago. Paid him out till they run out of money, trying to get him out of purgatory. But thank God, all of the guilt, all of the death penalty, and all of the fine. One day when God seen me, He looked over to Judge and said to Jesus, He said, what do you think about it? Jesus said, free him. Let him go. I paid it all. He don't owe anything. He got a clean sheet. I died and I rose again the third day for His justification. And He don't have nothing against him. He's okay. Let him go. Honey, if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. I don't care who brings it up. God, I'm clean. Got a clean sheet today. I've been pardoned. I've been forgiven. I've been cleansed. I've been washed. And not only by the grace of God, but it said in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, I'm justified by faith. I'm justified by faith. Now the Bible said, I want you to listen to what I'm reading here. And I know some of you ain't going to believe it. Leave that radio on. You despisers and wonders and going to hell, listen at me. The Bible said, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that though this man is preached unto you, the forgiveness of sins. S-I-N-S. There ain't nothing against you. You say that was the past sins to Calvary. Bless God, this is written after Calvary. I mean, the Holy Ghost come by and said, this ain't up to Calvary. This is all of them. All of them. They're all gone. They've all been forgiven. Why, you say, preacher, do you believe that? Yeah, but he said you wouldn't. A lot of you. Some of you listen to my broadcast. Don't turn that radio off. You better listen to this. The only way you're going to get to heaven is to believe that Jesus paid it all. Amen.
Believe what he done.
See, I'm glad I'm freely justified by grace. That means I ain't had nothing to do with it. I was guilty. The only thing I could do is come and plead guilty. Thank God I pled guilty. Somebody said if you plead guilty, you'll get mercy. I did. I got it, buddy. I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. I'm saved. By the grace of God, I got mercy. I'm free. And if the Son makes you free, ain't nobody can bind you up again. Listen to what it says. You're justified by grace freely. Romans 3:24. Justified by faith. Romans 5:1. Justified by his blood. 5:9. How many are much more justified? Bless God if grace will justify you freely. And faith will justify you that you can have peace with God. How many, if that can happen, then the blood can do better. How many, the blood can wash all your sins away. And they can't never be remembered and found again. Ain't that good? Oh, listen, somebody told me the other day, some lady said, but you got to confess them. I said, Lord God, I can't remember them. And I don't even know how many I've got. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Every time I don't believe God, I'm sinning. But I said, that's all taken care of. Because one time I believed that Jesus died for my sin, rose again the third day for my justification, and I come clear.
Amen.
I'm as clean as a whistle. Lord God, you say, well, your flesh ain't no good. I ain't justifying the flesh. My flesh ain't never going to be no good. But see, the fella on the inside, the one got saved. Well, what are you going to do about the flesh? I ain't going to do a thing. I'm going to let sin dwell in it till it kills me. And that's what's going to kill you, sin. You say, well, if you get out here and sin. Yeah, it said if you sow the flesh, you love the flesh. Ain't got nothing to do with God. Ain't got a thing to do with God. Flesh is flesh, and spirit is spirit. And whatever you do in this flesh, you reap in this flesh. And don't pack that on God either. That ain't God doing nothing. It's your flesh you're doing it. And your old sinful flesh lying on God, the devil will make you, because he's got in you, and he's put that sin in you. And he put it in there the day that Adam sinned and Eve sinned. He put sin in there. Been in there ever since. And if you never committed one, you'd still have to die because there's sin in you. And the wages of sin's death. And he told Adam, the day you eat the fruit, you'll die in the days that you eat of it. But you see, and he did. He got separated. Death is separation. Him and God got separated that day. Wasn't God's fault. God still come down there looking for him. Ah, you say, did he confess his sins? No. God just led him so good, said, I'm going there to see about my son. That's Adam was God's son. I mean, he's a sinful son. He had two of them, you know. And he wasn't the only begotten son. But the Bible said Adam was the son of God. You think God's going to leave his son down there in a mess like he is in? The devil had messed him up. Said, I'm going down and see about him. He come down here, bless God, and found out that old Adam had hid in the bushes. He knew that. He knew it before he ever come down here. He said, Adam, where art thou? He was trying to get Adam to find out where he was. It wasn't God trying to find Adam. He was trying to get Adam to find out where he was. And Adam said, I'm hid out here in the bushes. Oh, what have you done? Well, he knew what he had done. Have you seen? Sure. Well, I made me some apron, but they didn't work. Yours don't either. Them good works ain't going to help you one bit. It's all by grace and faith. It's not of yourself. It's all by the blood. Thank God
You're not justified by any apron you can make or any good deed you can do. All your confessing and all your praying and all your butt your head against the wall ain't happened one bit. You just believe God. All you got to do, believe He to believe it. It's not condemned. It's not good. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Don't try to bring up any. You can't, because I've been redeemed. I'm justified. I mean, I'm justified. And if that dictionary knows, and that old Webster knew what he's talking about, I got John to run it off for me. I'm pardoned. I'm clear from guilt. Don't have no guilt. Don't have anything wrong with me. Oh, you say, preacher, you mean you can just do as you want to? Most of you are, ain't you? I mean, there ain't none of you living right. Don't look at me cockeyed and think, well, I'm living right. You're alive. What you're doing. The Bible said there's none good. That includes every one of you. Radio listeners, too. None good. No, not one. Ain't you glad he put that no, not one in there? So some jackrabbit couldn't come up and say, well, he didn't mean me. He meant you. He meant me. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. It's all God. Ain't you glad God done it? I mean, as the Holy Ghost had come up out of the new ground and got me and arrested me and said, you're going to have to go to court, son. You're going to have to face the main judge. I said, Lord, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit stealing my granny's liquor. Now, I'm going to quit cussing. That's a lie. And I'm going to quit lying. That's another lie. And you ain't quit either. Now, don't look at me like that. You're just mean as I am. Sorry, Lord God, sorry. Because he didn't do nothing to the flesh, see. Oh, flesh still sorry. I told God all that stuff, and he said, you're going in hell. You ain't finished yet. Your little apron ain't long enough. And these boys said, bless God, you got to have your clothes down to your ankle. You can have them dragging the ground. You're still going to hell if you get born. Your outward appearance ain't what God's looking at. Your apron ain't what God's interested in. He had to make coats of skin and cover them. Now, ain't you glad that God made them? Oh, somebody said he had to kill an animal. Read that to me somewhere. He never killed nothing. If God can make whatever else he made, all this earth and the things therein, why in the world couldn't he just make a coat, three coats of skin? Or coats of skin, however many he made. Why couldn't he just make coats and put on them? Why go out here and kill a poor little animal? He said, well, that's the way Abel found out how to do that. No, that ain't the way Abel found it out. God never, listen. You never find nowhere that Adam killed anything. Abel done it by faith. He didn't do it by seeing his daddy and mommy do it. He done it by faith. You say, well, where'd he get faith? Same where you're going to get yours if you ever get any from God. And if you ever get any faith, it'll be from God. You don't get faith by looking at somebody. Somebody said, I watched the television and I saw some folks get healed and it really gave me faith. That's not so. You don't get faith through your eyes. You get faith through your ears. God's speaking to you. If you ain't never heard God say nothing, you ain't got no faith. I guarantee you that. Well, where was I? Let me hurry on. Bible said, and by him, oh, you listen to who I'm talking about. And by him, all that believe are justified from all. Now, I'm having problems with that all. You see, I had some fellas to tell me that Dr. So-and-so said, all didn't mean all. Well, what in the name of God does it mean? If A-double-L don't mean all, said, well, there's seven kinds of it. I ain't that stupid. For God put seven kinds of all in there when he knows I just can understand one. I mean, why would God mess up a poor little country boy of putting seven alls when God could just put one all, A-double-L, and that's all, that God said, and that's all I'm going to say, and that's all you need, as all things are all things that could not be justified by the law of Moses.
Amen.
Now, why in the name of God? Oh, listen, these little pea heads that think, boy, I got it made. I read the other day where God don't call anybody. You listening? Not many after the flesh are called. Wisdom, wise. I mean, he don't take folks after the flesh. God ain't interested in what you know in the flesh. What you know in the Holy Ghost is all he's interested in. How much of the Holy Ghost have you had to come on you? And how much Holy Ghost has been talking to you? And how many times has the Holy Ghost helped you to read this Bible?
Amen.
Ah, you say, well, I can't understand it. So I bought me a book. Well, you ought to throw it in the creek. With the Greek. Yeah. You don't need a book. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's the one who wrote this thing. And my God, if he can't explain it, you'll never understand it. You're going to be as dumb as you are right now. You'll always be dumb. Now let me hurry and read this because time's about gone. And all, and by him who? Jesus. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. And do you reckon that's so? Well, he said right on down here, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. And you don't believe. Some of you are sitting there looking at me and you say, well, I can't believe that. Oh, you can one of these days if you just let God get on you. But if you want to live under bondage and if you want to live under that strain you're living under, and you want to think every time you do something that you're going to have to get somebody to pray for you, lay hands on you, do something, great God. This lady said the other day, well, you've got to confess your sins. I said, lady, there ain't no way that I'd have time to eat, sleep, or anything else. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. But from that I said, I ain't stupid enough to try to get God to remember something he forgot.
Amen.
He can't remember where my sins are. And if he can't remember them, you think I'm going to wake him up? He ain't asleep like some of you. But you think I'm going to say, God, I sinned. I slipped and said something. No. I cussed, Lord. You did. I didn't hear you. Don't bother God with junk like that. I don't think you ought to cuss. You say, don't you think that if you live right, if you want to live right, you got to. Oh, yeah. You don't even know what living right is. Living right is believing God. Bible said Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness.
Amen.
That's living right, brother. It's when you believe what God says.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm afraid I'll sin. Well, I'm afraid you will too. I'm sure that you're going to. I'm sure that some of you are sitting here sinning right now because you ain't believing what I'm preaching. Whatsoever not of faith is sin. So, great God, we ain't got time for you to confess all that.
Amen.
If I had time to get you to do all that, we'd miss lunch and supper and all the rest of it. I ain't got time to fool with you. You say, well, Dr. So-and-so will really get on you. Let him get on me. I could care less about it. Or sister so-and-so or granny. I don't care nothing about none of that bunch. I believe I'm justified.
Amen.
It says here, I believed. When I came to Jesus that day and he said, you're forgiven. great God, I took me a shouting spell. And ever since that, I've been forgiven. Of all things, I've been justified from all things that can be justified by the law of Moses. So Moses, take his law and go wherever he wants to. I'm not under that, never was under that. Me and Moses couldn't get along no how. He couldn't keep it. And Abraham couldn't keep it. Now, my God, the family fellows couldn't. And that's what James said. He said, our fathers couldn't keep it, and we can't keep it. Now, why are you trying to get these poor, dumb Gentiles to keep it? Ain't that pitiful? Ain't it pitiful? There's that old Potter messed up. I got a church here in town that said Potter has got his doctrine is messed up. Well, sure, I mean, the grace of God's messed everybody up since Paul started preaching it. It's been a mess ever since Paul preached it. None of them couldn't believe it, and they still can't believe it. This bunch of reprobates running around here, sending people to hell, telling them you can get saved any way you want to. You say, are you Calvinistic? No, sir. I mean, I'm a Gentile saved by the grace of God. Didn't get in till the Holy Ghost come by and got me. I mean, I wasn't elected, predestinated, or called or chosen. I was lost and going to hell. And had no hope, no covenant, no promise, and no God. And one day he come where I was and got me. That's the works he said he's going to do. Said, I'm going to fix him. Get on these Gentiles and save them, and you won't believe it. You'll still sit around wondering and despisers. I despise that kind of preaching. Well, go on to hell where you're fixing to go if you don't believe it. And I ain't the one sending you there. And God ain't really sending you there. You're born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And this is not my notes. It's just a little something there. Got out of the dictionary in case some of you are wondering. You're justified from all things. Well, you believe that? Well, whether you do or not, I can't help it. That's the way you get justified. Amen. By believing it. Doing better. Spit in the ocean, see if you can't run that over. That's about how much your doing better will do. Oh, I sure don't help God. Ain't that pitiful? God had to send his son down here to die for you so you could do better. Bless God, you're doing better when you're a sinner, most of you.
Amen.
Really? If you're saved, you'd live right. Well, why don't you? Why in the name of God does these people tell me if you're saved, you'd live right? And I've been saved almost 60 years. And I ain't hit it yet. I've been trying for 60 years and ain't made it. Now, why don't you little jerks tell me how you do? Well, I don't lie. Well, you're a liar. You do. Because the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. That means all of you are. You just don't get caught in them. I wouldn't trust some of you sitting right here in this church, and this is before God. I wouldn't trust you to that door back there when it comes to being truthful. I mean, some of you just lie and can't help it. I mean, you just got practiced to where you can't get out of it.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.